It's Monday, and we've got two chapters left of Romans. We're in chapter 15 today, and Paul starts at the very beginning of the chapter going back to talking about the weak people that we referenced on Friday. And then at the end of chapter 15, he spends time reminding the people of Rome that his audience for the book of Romans and his ministry altogether mostly was to the Gentiles, along with a couple paragraphs about his desire to come visit Rome in person. But grab your highlighter or your notepad today, because there's a few verses, three verses, that I want you to highlight and think about that are very practical for us. If you jump over here to verse 5 and 6, Paul says this: "May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." I love those two verses, and I'll admit to you, those verses never really stood out to me until today. And what I love about it is it says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had. So it's God that gives endurance. You know what I'm guilty of? I'm guilty of trying to do things with my own power. Sometimes I think that if I'm in difficult times, that it's my job to find strength and endurance and encouragement. And I don't realize that God is the one who gives strength. And so it's not up to me. I don't have to just be strong. You know, we hear people say phrases like, oh, you've got the strength, or just be strong. We've got to realize that it is God who gives endurance and encouragement. And then we are to have the same attitude towards each other that Jesus had. And so that together, see, God created us to be together, we can glorify God and through Jesus. And I love that couple verses there. But then we come to my favorite verses in chapter 15, and these are, or this verse in verse 13 is an unbelievable verse. It's meant a lot in my life as I have gone through trials. And it says, may the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read that one more time. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So a couple things I want to point out here to you today is that we have a job in this. And our job, it says right here, as you trust in him. So what will happen if we trust in him? The God of hope will fill us with two things: joy and peace. And then we may overflow with hope. So the God of hope will help us overflow with hope if we trust in him, and he'll fill us with joy and peace. I don't know about you, but I need to be filled with joy and peace. As I think about joy and peace, I really can't have joy without peace. Can you? And I really can't have peace without joy, because peace brings joy. when we feel peace, when we experience peace, how can we help but not be joyful? And God is the one that brings that. But what's our job? To trust in Him. Do you trust in Him? I'm trusting in Him today that He will bring me joy and peace and overflow my life with hope. I'm so thankful that we get a relationship with a God that's that personal, that cares that much about how we feel. What a blessing. Be back with you again tomorrow.